some interesting stories. Some of them are trending or just things like, hey, we got to talk about this morning on the Joe and Alex show. I don't know if this is just a woman with a big breast kind of a thing or women with smaller boobs do it too, but clerks at a gas station in Ohio posted signs a couple of weeks ago taking a stand against the stink that comes along with the summer. Their sign says the following: due to rising temperatures, we can no longer accept sweaty boob money, stinky sock money,
ew,
nasty nut money,
ew,
snotty dope dollars. They're just nasty. And I guess scientists agree. They say that each dollar bill carries about 3,000 types of bacteria on its surface. I've never had nut money. I never put money in my underwear.
Okay, that's
as
gross.
A guy.
Yeah, I don't blame them for putting that sign up. If that's what people are doing, that is so gross.
As a girl, I mean, you wear a bra, and I've seen a lot of bigger women, like with, you know, a lot to work with. I've seen phones up in the bra boob area. I've seen money. Do you do that? I mean, you're not a big chested woman.
No, I think that's trashy. I just, you know, have a clutch. I don't really get the appeal of stuff in my bra.
Do you know any girls that actually do that though? That it might be your friends.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're at the bars, they want to dance, they don't want to hold anything. But I just wear like a wristlet, so I don't have to worry about it.
I guess it's a built-in one right there. But be aware, all you sweaty boo money, stinky sock money people out there, your days are coming to an end. We're not that far away from Christmas if you think about it. We're only halfway there, right?
In July, yeah, it'll be halfway.
I mean, we're like right there. We're like a week away from being halfway. Well, this is something I actually like. Oreo cookies and cream candy canes are going to join the lineup of their, I guess, candy cane flavors this holiday season.
Ooh.
According to a junk food Instagram account called Candy Hunts, it's their Christmas preview. The new Oreo cookies and cream candy canes, they are going to be delicious, and I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
Well, I don't like anything mint, so if I'm going to eat a candy cane, if it's cookies and cream flavor, that's the only time I'd eat one, because I won't use.
What are the other good ones? Isn't there like a Starburst or a Skittles,
yeah,
like candy cane kind? Those are pretty dope.
Yeah, those are good.
I like that, so way to go. I think I'll be down with the Oreo cookie and cream candy cane, which is hard to say. This is something I thought about my wife. She's doing stuff right now with the summer camp, and there's a lot of kids, and they're saying that many experts say that head lice infestations are at their peak during the time of the year as kids head off to summer camp. Any reason why you think that is? Especially now, like as years go on and on, it's up more.
I have no idea. Like more sleepovers. I'm trying to think why summer would be more of a time.
They're saying this woman in Florida, who's a lice treatment center expert, she says that it's being transferred more and more because of direct head to head contact because of kids taking selfies.
Oh wow! Ooh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that's something to think about. Like, I mean, let's say we don't go to camp, but as adults, you go out to the club or the bar.
Yeah.
And you get like a selfie with your girls and your guys.
Of course.
Did anybody, when you were in school, did any of you guys have lice?
I never did. Thank God.
It's like you always get that letter. It's like, oh, who's got lice at school?
Yeah, yeah, never on top, never on the bottom.
Did you? Never?
Never.
Just kidding. Did you know anybody directly that had lice? Because you always see the letters, but it's like, who was it?
I mean, getting lice is so common. I mean, that's not that shocking if somebody gets lice, but yeah, I was able to escape that somehow.
We put that, like, they put them in like the lice protection program. You never know who actually had it. So they're saying if you got kids, you might want to be careful and make sure they're not taking as many selfies, because if there is lice at the camp, it could easily jump when they take that selfie. And a final story this morning, a new study just confirmed what your eyes and every TV comedy kind of tells us. When men get married, they gain weight. Researchers at the University of Bath in England studied more than 8,700 men and found that married guys weighed an average of 3 pounds more than single guys. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it is statistically significant, which means it's not a coincidence and that married men are heavier. The study also found that men are most likely to lose weight right before they get divorced, and then again once the divorce is finalized. In other words, they're going to drop weight when they realize they're entering single life again.
Wow.
I mean, do you have any friends that are married? Because I feel like that's true. I've noticed myself, like I lost 100 pounds before I got married a couple of years ago, like 2.5 years ago, and I put like 80 of it back on.
I have tons of married friends. Nobody's ballooned up yet, but they also are really newly married, like a year or so. So I feel like after time, that might be the case.
So you've lost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds getting ready for my wedding.
Gained 80 back. That means you could gain another 20.
Oh, so I'm actually, wait a minute. I'm still 20 under, aren't I?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man. This thing is, hold on. Give me this real quick. Garbage. Absolutely false. They don't know what they're talking about right there.